Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello, beautiful human, and welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. I'm your host, Jen, here for a solo snippet today. And today I want to talk about the energy of manifesting, because manifesting gets thrown around so much. It's all about manifesting this and manifesting that and calling in this and calling in that. And it's so easy to get so lost in the manifestation process. And when you've got an understanding of what manifesting actually is and how to go about it, you can essentially start to call in anything based on the energy of who you're being. So when we talk about manifesting, there's a lot of people that assume that you just write down what it is that you do want in life. So whether it's around your relationship or the person that you want to be with, whether it's around career goals, whether it's around, you know, having a vision board about all the things that you want to achieve in this life. And that's all well and good to have a vision of the thing that you want. But ultimately, if you come back to the fact that we are all energetic beings, if we remember that we're all just a frequency, it is how you feel on the inside and who you be showing up to that that is going to manifest the energetic exchange of who you're being. Now, I want to talk about this in the space of relationships, because I was having a conversation with a girlfriend this morning and we were talking about, you know, manifesting a partner into our lives. And she was kind of asking me, she's like, what does it mean around, you know, the energy of calling in somebody? And I'm the type of person, like in the past, I've had what's called a man menu. So you write down what it is that you're looking for in a man. So they have to be a certain height or, you know, have a certain job or industry that they work in, or have kids, don't have kids, financial security, own their own house, like whatever the thing is that you think that you want them to have. At the end of the day, when you take away the actual tangible thing that you think that you want them to have, you realize that you're left with a feeling. So asking yourself, what is the feeling that you would experience knowing that this person has that? And that is the piece that you get to where you find out the feeling that you get to experience. That is the piece that you want to be working through for your manifestation. It's got nothing to do with the actual attributes of the person that you're calling in. It's the feeling that you're going to have when they show up in your life and start to be in relation with you, and you know that you will feel a certain way should they tick this particular box. Now, it is so normal for us as humans to have certain expectations, certain requirements, certain things that, you know, we want our partners or, you know, someone we're coming into a relationship with to tick certain boxes. That's kind of like, that's baseline, that's normal. So when you start to look at anything in addition to that, checking in with what the feeling is and to why you want to be feeling this certain way when they arrive. So the conversation that I was having with my girlfriend this morning was around a guy that she had been relating with recently and how he'd ticked so many of the boxes in the way in which she wanted to feel. So the language that I was listening to when I was talking to her was that she felt a certain way in his presence, and certain things that he did ticked boxes for her. They were important to her. He interacted with her family. He interacted really well with her kids. He made her feel a certain way. and coming into a space where they're no longer in like the same area anymore and not at this stage pursuing a relationship, she's really questioning, well, how do I find someone or how do I be with him that's going to tick all of those boxes? And at the end of the day, it's not the particular person or what they have or what they do that's going to be the thing that you're desiring the most. It's the feeling that you get to have. And this is going to be duplicatable across all areas of things that you want to manifest. And at the end of the day, for women, what women really want in relationships is safety, security, and certainty. They're the three foundations in which she knows that she can experience all the things that she wants to experience within the relationship, provided that those boxes are ticked. So it's got nothing to do with, you know, the fact that this, you know, the person that you're relating with might cook, for example. It's how you feel when they say, oh, I'm going to cook for you. Or if they have the same love language as you, for example, physical touch. It's not the actual touch itself. It's how you feel when you know that someone is touching your body in a really loving and sensual way. Another example of this is communication style. So how someone communicates might give you a sense of certainty within that they're into you, that they're not seeing anyone else, that they're committed to you and devoted to you and want to be with you. And certainty is something that's going to make you feel safe and secure within yourself. So it's not necessarily the person that comes into your life that's going to tick all of these boxes that is your person. It's the attributes in which they hold that ignites a feeling within you that you're like, yep, this is what I want. More of that, please. So when we look at manifesting as a whole, so whether it's in the space of your career, whether it's in the space of having your own business, whether it's, like I said, in relationships, in travel, any of the things that you want to experience, don't go for the end result of what the thing is. Come back to what the feeling is. What is the feeling that you want to cultivate? When it comes to manifesting, it's about sitting with the feeling and feeling within your whole entire being what it feels like to have that thing come to manifested life. So what it feels like to come to fruition and you've got it right in front of you. Because what's happening in your brain is your brain doesn't actually know the difference between fact and fiction. It doesn't know the difference between something that's real and something that's fabricated. All that it knows is what's happening as a thought is having a physiological response in your body. So for example, I want you to just take a moment to imagine that you're at the beach and you go into the water and there's this massive wave that comes and topples you over. It sends you under the water. You're trying to scramble to the top. You're trying to get some air and another wave comes and plummets you underneath the water. Now, I don't know about you, this has definitely happened to me multiple times before, and it's a really scary thing. But the moment I think of that and really sit with that feeling, my body has a physiological response. I start to activate my sympathetic nervous system response, and I start to get sweaty hands. I've got sweaty feet thinking about it. My heart is racing, and I'm starting to go into a stress mode just thinking about it. Now, my mind knows that it's not actually being like toppled by waves at the moment, but it's having the response, my body's still having a response to what that stress feeling feels like. It's the same as if I stand on the balcony of a high-rise building. If I look over the edge, I get the tingles in my feet. If I think about being at the top of a high-rise right now and I think about looking over the edge, I get the tingles in my feet. I'm not actually standing right now on the balcony of a high-rise, but my body is on board with what that feels like. This is the same for manifesting, except we want to come out of a stress response, obviously, come into the parasympathetic nervous system response, which is your rest and digest. That's the place where it feels good. There's pleasure there. There's comfort there. There's safety there. We want to play in that area of what feels good. It's the same way you can think about something that brings you physical pleasure and you can start to get turned on without that particular thing being on you, in you, or around you. So when you start to really hone in on your manifestation process, go for the feeling of what it feels like to experience having what it is that you desire. When you start to be in the existence of that more often than not, so imagining, feeling, like really getting on board with having that particular thing in your life that's bringing you this feeling, that is where you're going to start calling in the frequency of the thing that brings you that feeling. So it does go the same way. If you're constantly hanging out in worst case scenario for something, if you're constantly in a state of stress, if you're constantly thinking that the worst is going to happen, you are being the frequency of that happening, and that is what you are drawing in. It's the same way we say your vibe attracts your tribe, because it's the frequency of who you be. It's your vibration. We're all just vibration. Everything that is sentient, everything that is living on this planet has a vibration. And so the things that you're calling in are matching your energy. And so, like I said, it's got nothing to do with the particular thing that you desire. Sit with the feeling, work with the feeling. You can heighten this through using different pleasure practices. You can heighten this through journaling and writing it down and really understanding what your body is processing when you think about having all it is that you desire. However, start to notice the belief system that perhaps is arising for you. If you're writing down what it is that you truly desire, using your imagination, going so wild with your imagination, knowing deeply to your core that you can have this, if there is a belief system that's sitting underneath the surface that says, I can't have this, or I'm not going to get this, I don't deserve this, I'm not worthy of this, that is the beautiful sweet spot where you've got to go in and do the work around it. You've got to go in and ask yourself, is this belief system serving me? Where did it come from? What would it look like to change it? Now, if you would like some support with this, I'm so excited to announce I have a very brand spanking new offering, and it's called the Belief Reconstruction Process. Now, this is an hour process that I take my clients through. It's a 1 hour call, and I've made it a standalone offering because I know how important it is to be able to shift through a belief system. And ultimately, once you break through something that is holding you back, you clear it, you dissolve it, and you call in all it is that you truly desire, because the belief system, the limiting belief that's holding you back, no longer exists. This is something that is available on my website now. So my website is www.jenhamilton.coach. I will link to this in the show notes. This is a powerful modality. It can be done for anyone, anywhere in the world, because we do it via a Zoom session. It goes for an hour, and it is literally designed to clear a belief system that is no longer serving you and take you to places that you truly believed that you couldn't go. I use a combination of hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, and NLP for this, as well as doing some energetic in the process as well. So you'll get a workbook to take away with it. It's a really in-depth process. It's been something I've been using for years. I work with all of my clients, and I've had a few people say to me, how do I shift out of this belief that's holding me back? So I'm so excited to have this as a standalone offering right now. So I will link to that in the show notes. I hope that's helped you with your manifestation process. Please, please, please keep in touch with me on the Enlifen podcast page, or my personal handle on Instagram is at Jen Hamilton Official. I'd love any feedback that you have on these podcasts, whether you're enjoying the solo snippets, and if there's any particular topics that you would like me to cover. That is all from me today, my love. I'm sending you so much love from my heart to yours. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlifen podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Jen Hamilton Official, and the podcast handle is Enlifened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlifened, and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.